When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
We got both of our moms on right now. You want to do a little...
That's too much to handle.
Little mom, little Jewish mom on Jewish mom action.
Uh-oh, mom versus mom.
We should just put them on and just us not talk.
Let them hash it out.
Yeah.
Our listeners are going to drive straight to therapy after this segment's over, after they hear what's about to happen.
If you're wondering what it's like to have a Jewish mom but not have a Jewish mom yourself, get ready because we have a real treat for you. Ladies?
Hi.
Mama Cushy there?
Hi.
How are you?
Hi, Elise. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. How are you?
Wonderful.
Oh, this is great.
We can talk.
Yeah.
We can talk. Let's let them do whatever.
Okay, so, I mean, you know, I don't hear from Seth that much, so it's kind of disappointing to me. He's not a disappointment to me. I love him, but I don't talk to him very often.
I understand that. I don't talk to Drew very often, but I know he's there and he knows I'm here. And if whatever, he knows he can pick up the phone. I don't need to talk to him. I know he's there. I can text and say, hi, I love you.
Yeah, and when he wrote back to me after I posted that, texting is fine. It doesn't have to be a phone call, but Seth doesn't like a lot of small talk. And he thinks, like, when I get him on the phone that it's just small talk.
It is. I mean, go ahead.
That's exactly how Drew... Hey, Seth, be quiet. That's how Drew feels. You know, he talks all day on the radio. And we just what are they playing?
Oh, Sunrise Sunset, Mom. I figured it'd set the tone for two Jewish moms talking to each other.
Of course you are.
But, you know, what I try to explain is I don't have my parents anymore. And I would give anything to talk to them. And that's kind of how I don't want Seth to ever feel that way, but I would like to talk to him more often.
Right. That's exactly what I told Drew, because today is 22 years since I lost my mother, and I still pick up the phone to call her.
Yeah. They don't understand that.
We're a different generation.
I know, but I don't want him to wait till I'm dead to want to call me.
I gotcha.
I don't think he's going to want to call you even when you're dead, Mama Kush. I don't think that's going to be a problem.
Why do we have to work the death angle on this? I'm aware that we don't all live forever.
Seth?
Yes?
Would it kill you to call your mother once in a while?
Mrs. Garabo, I FaceTimed with her on Thursday for 30 minutes. I told her everything going on in my life. I have nothing new, no new developments.
What about that new shirt that you got in St. Petersburg this weekend?
What?
That's not the point. Hi, Mom, thinking about you.
All right, well, I think Drew should be the leader of this show, and he should do the same thing with you, and then I would follow suit if I had a good example, a good role model that I was working with.
I agree.
You heard my mom. She said she doesn't need to hear from me all the time. There's nothing new going on with me.
But no, I have to call my mom. You got to call your mom.
You call my mom.
Yeah, but I'm talking about even once a month. I've gone a whole month and not talked to Seth.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Damn.
Yeah.
Boo.
1 month.
Boo.
Oh, I don't know what month.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's been a month that I kind of wanted to see if you would call me, and you didn't call me.
Why do we have to play these games? If you want to talk to me, you can just call me.
Yeah, but... I want you to call me. I want you to want to talk to me and see how Dad and I are doing.
But there's nothing.
There you go.
There's no developments. Nothing's happening. It's like...
It doesn't matter.
But what do we talk about if there's nothing to talk about?
If I went out of the country, you wouldn't even know if I went out of the country.
Okay, we can tell me about it when you returned.
Oh, great.
I'm thinking
about you and Dad. What are you having for dinner?
Yeah, here you go. Just call him and say, Mom, what are you guys having for dinner?
Well, I talk to my brother a lot, who still lives at home, and he fills me in on what you guys have for dinner and if you're going out of the country or not.
Not the same.
Not the same.
Did your brother give birth to you?
Oh, more Jewish mom guilt. Oh, man, alive.
Hey, a lot of practice.
Have either of you seen the movie Guilt Trip with Barbara Streisand and Seth Rogen?
Don't have to.
I loved it.
Yeah, that's my life.
What do you think my life was like?
One day
I won't be here, Seth.
And you know, I wouldn't go there early.
If you're just joining us, my mom is on the phone with Seth's mom. Seth's mom posted something on Facebook and about her son calling her every day. By the way, our buddy Kevin Lawton, who I went to high school with, said, my mom's been gone almost a year. I haven't missed the phone calls one bit.
Wait, that's not even nice. No, wait until he's a real adult.
Well, he is. Yeah. I love him.
Sorry.
Oh, man, that's so great. Anything?
He may be 40 whatever years old. That doesn't make him an adult.
All right. What else do we need to hash out here, Seth? Anything?
I don't think so.
All right. So, Mama Kush, let's meet somewhere in the middle. Obviously, Seth doesn't want to go a whole month without hearing from you, as far as he wants to let you know. And he's probably not going to, you know, pick up the frequency to once a day. Where can we meet somewhere in the middle so that everybody's happy?
Once a week.
Once a week, Seth. Once a week, Bubby.
What time would you like your phone call?
Oh, honey, you could just text and just, you know, whatever. I don't want to force you to do something you don't want to do.
Well, I thought you said a text is no good. Now I can text?
No, a text is fine. But if you're going to force yourself to do it and you don't really want to check up and see how Dad and I are, then I don't really want you to do it.
I assume that no news is good news.
Yeah, but, you know, you could just see what we're doing, what's going on.
Well, what's going on?
What are you doing?
Well, I mean, Dad's going to turn 70 in January. Don't you think that maybe he might be on some borrowed time here?
That's an awful thing to say about Dad. After his hip replacement, he looked quite spry when I saw him the other day.
I know. I'm just trying to make a point that you should just check in with us a little bit more often.
Mom, I get it. You don't have to work the death angle. I'm mature. I know that we aren't going to live forever. If I don't have anything to say, I didn't know I needed to call you, but I'll do it now.
Well, I mean, Nana and Poppy aren't here, and every day I wish that I could pick up the phone and call them.
I am. I don't know if you know this or not. My mom's mom passed 22 years ago today, and she still picks up the phone and calls Zelda all the time.
Did you know that they're not going to be here forever?
No, I did not, actually. No, I was unaware of that.
But I am.
Yeah, well, I hope so, Mom. And I will...
And even when I'm not,
you're
gonna
haunt. I know. You've threatened me of that ever since I was a little kid, that you're going to haunt me from beyond the grave. But listen, I will step up the frequency. I know that Seth will do what he can do to acquiesce.
Let's just do it on the air once a week. It's a new benchmark.
Ms. Kush, would that be an acceptable solution for you, is if once a week we call Mama Kush to check in?
You don't want us to air our dirty laundry on air.
Like fun, I don't. I think that'd be wonderful. All right. Well, listen, Jewish moms, thank you very much for joining us today and giving us a clip of the day to put together on this show. I hope you both know that your sons love you very much and that we will try
and
to.
I love you both.
Thank you.
Love
thank
you.
Thank you very much. All right. Take it easy, moms.
Nice chatting with you, Elise.
You too,
D. All right.
Bye.
See you, moms.
Love you, Mom.
Bye.
All right. Bye.
Love
bye.
You,
right, I love you.
Right, bye. 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 All right. Bye. 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 Oh, boy.
Okay. So my dad just turned 69. About
giggity.
A month ago.
Yeah.
And my mom's already saying your dad's about to turn 70.
You only got 350 days, dude.
You see I hope everybody saw what's happening in my life.
Right. How does that conversation go every day? Hey, Mom, what's going on?
You know we're not going to be here forever.
You know, I just wanted to hear your voice. Is it so bad that I want to hear from my little booby? I'm not going to be here forever.
What it do, my peeps? Welcome to the Drew Garabo Live Hidden Cut of the Day. Enjoy.
Aaron Andrews, how are you?
Hi.
Thank you so much for being here.
Sure.
Now, we know that you've partnered with Degree Women Clinical Protection. You're teaching women to be unapologetically strong. Tell us what that means, Erin.
Well, what that means is just celebrating women who push the boundaries, who work the hardest they can, whether it's in their, you know, work or it's at home, moms, anybody, you know, in their professional life.
So be unapologetically strong, but don't smell unapologetically strong by using Degree deodorant.
Absolutely. Well, it's clinical protection with motion sense. It's 3 times stronger than the basic antiperspirant. And I have to tell you, for me, that's really important because I'm flat out a sweater and I'm always on the go and I'm traveling. And there's nothing worse than smelling like the athletes you cover. You know what I mean?
That is so hot. I'll never be able to watch you the same way without thinking to myself, man, that girl's a sweater.
No, I am. I'm very open about it.
Good. No, I like the honesty. Be unapologetically strong, as you say. Now, Aaron Andrews currently hosts Fox College Football on Fox Sports, and you got your start right here in Tampa, right, Aaron?
I did. Well, I'm actually, we moved to Tampa when I was 6 years old, so I like to say that I'm from there. My dad, obviously worked for WFLA, and I was able to intern with those guys for 4 or 5 years, and then I did. I got my start with the Tampa Bay Lightning when John Tortorella was the head coach, and you know, I'm very thankful to that organization. They have a very special place in my heart for what they did for my career. Rick Beckham, Bobby the Chief Taylor, those guys really took me under their wing and showed me what it was all about being in that industry, and there because it would be great to be able to Steve Yzerman and all those guys get out there and do what they want to do with that team.
Awesome. We are speaking to Aaron Andrews, hosting Fox College Football for Fox Sports.
Aaron, what's your favorite interview you've ever done?
Gosh, that is an absolute great question. You know, I had some great ones when I was with the Tampa Bay Lightning. I got to interview Mario Lemieux. I've interviewed Gretzky. You know, Vinny and Louie are my two favorite guys in Tampa Bay. David Ortiz is a really awesome guy to interview. He's hysterical and makes me smile the whole time. I don't know. I just got to interview Bart Starr the other day at Lambeau Field. I'll tell you the worst interview I've ever done,
yes.
And I reminded him of it the other day. I was an intern for WFLA. I was a little bean, a little 21-year-old, 22, and Warren Sapp was the first athlete to ever make me cry. I will never forgive him for that either.
How did he make you cry? What did he say to you?
Was not in a mood to answer any questions, and I don't think he was in the mood to answer questions from a young intern, and he told me to go home and rethink my question and come back the next day and ask it. And John Lynch and Derek Brooks saw the look on my face when he absolutely embarrassed me in that locker room, and they brought me over and said, "What do you need? I can help you with whatever you want." And he quickly learned who are the nice guys in the industry and who are the bad guys. And actually, I just did an interview at NFL Network the other day with Rich Eisen. I did his podcast, and Warren Sapp walked in, and Rich said, "Hey, you remember Warren Sapp, don't you?" Or, "Hey, this is Aaron Andrews." And he said, "Hey, what's going on?" I said right to his face, "Yep, I was 21, 22. You made me cry for the very first time. First athlete to make me cry." And I think he said something like, "I couldn't hang," and I had a quick response for that.
Oh, man.
Wow, that seems very out of character because most people have nothing but glowing praise for Mr. Charismatic Warren Sapp. How odd.
Exactly. It was so bizarre, so strange.
Aaron, how do you shake something like that off? I would have just quit my job and found something new to do if Warren Sapp yelled at me.
I think because you had two outstanding guys and upstanding guys like John Lynch and Derek Brooks who quickly saw that this young girl was absolutely humiliated by somebody who was in a bad mood that day. And that was actually a really good locker room at the time. I mean, it's hard to believe that's where I cut my teeth, but you know, you had guys like Herm Edwards, who I've worked with at ESPN. Tony, is there a nicer guy than Tony Dungy?
No.
You know, you deal with people like Warren Sapp, but, I mean, number 47, John Lynch, who's now a coworker at Fox, he was just one of the greatest guys to ever play NFL, just with what a great person he was. And the same can be said for Derek as well.
Now, of course, we're speaking to Aaron Andrews, host of Fox College Football on Fox Sports. Speaking of shaking things off, I saw a YouTube video of some idiot confronting you about the nefarious, infamous video from years ago. Is that something that people do from time to time, Aaron? Are you still followed by that when some moron wants to pipe up at a baseball game?
I think you would be surprised how people want to bring it up to me every single day. Yeah, unfortunately, that's something I'm going to have to live with forever. And there's just some really insensitive people out there, so you just have to kind of be above it.
Yeah, that's good advice for everyone. Aaron Andrews is partnered with Degree Women Clinical Protection, teaching women to be unapologetically strong.
Aaron, I saw on your Twitter account that you watch Honey Boo Boo. Please tell my partner, Drew, that he needs to watch it and check it out at least once.
It's hysterical. I mean, I love it. It's my people. I mean, I got to tell you, I'm from the South. From Florida. I still have a house in Georgia. I was actually on a radio show last week. week in Atlanta, and they were playing clips of Honey Boo Boo and asking me to translate it, and I was able to translate everything.
That's sad. Well, Aaron, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it very much. I hope you have a great day, and thanks a lot. Good luck with the with teaching women to be unapologetically strong, and congratulations on rising above a very difficult situation, and we'll all check you out still on Fox College Football for Fox Sports.
Awesome. We appreciate it. Thanks, guys.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.